The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, reminding homeowners that taking simple steps can help conserve water and save money. Find wastewater use information at KentuckyAMWater.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, it is just gangbusters with all kinds of wonderful spring products. We've started to get more than just the leafy greens. So some of you might have seen some asparagus or some strawberries pop up on social media, and we're ready to talk about those this week and next week. So I'm very excited to have those late spring, early summer staples finally available. I think asparagus, for some people, it is a really exciting vegetable they look forward to all year long. And then other people are like, eh, because they remember it from out of a can where it's just sort of limp and soggy. And as we are here in the peak of this beautiful springtime, we can get delicious green asparagus and purple asparagus, and you can do all kinds of wonderful preparations with them. Basically from eating them raw or just slightly blanched, dipping it in something like a chimichurri sauce or a ranch, all the way into making something much more complicated like a meat terrine with shaved asparagus layers. And so there's all kinds of things in between.
So what are some tricks to not overcook it? Say if you're sauteing the asparagus.
The most important thing is not to crowd the pans, and then two, make sure the pan is hot enough so that whenever you put in the asparagus, you get that sizzle. Because if you don't, if you overcrowd the pan or if you let the pan come up to temperature with the asparagus in there, rather than getting a crispy sauteed flavor, you're going to get a steamed flavor just because the moisture in the asparagus is going to come out. And so that is one thing that you need to think about. Roasting is a really great option. You can do that in the grill, in a grill pan. If you already are cooking a steak or something like that, wrap it in foil, put it in a little pan, throw it in the grill, let that cook a little bit. Or you can do that in your microwave oven or your air fryer. Another fun way to do asparagus is to tempura fry it. So you make a light Japanese style batter coating, dip the asparagus in it, and then fry that in the air fryer. Really crispy, you don't get it overcooked. It's really, really good.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about asparagus and the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Is there any flavor difference between, say, a purple and a green asparagus?
There's not too much flavor difference. The purple and the green both have chlorophyll that gives it the green color. It's just the purple also has additional things that make it look purple. So the green is still in there. The only difference is sometimes you will see what's called white asparagus, and that is typically a green asparagus plant. But as it grows, the farmer will either mound up dirt around it to block out the sun from reaching it, or they'll grow it inside a dark environment to help block out the photosynthesis, which gives the chlorophyll its power. You get a slightly less bitter asparagus if you do that, but that's not as common around here. It's very, very common in certain parts of Europe where white asparagus season is seen as the coming of the warmth, but here it's not quite. If you're looking for something to do with asparagus and you're maybe tired of just steaming it, hard to go wrong with a bacon-wrapped asparagus on the grill. That is just, I'm going to throw it out there, get it out of the way, say it is delicious. The biggest thing is you can tend to overcook the asparagus, and so you might want to consider parboiling or par-cooking the bacon before you wrap it. That will let the asparagus not get too overdone, and that's a little trick. I like to start with breakfast, and I love getting some asparagus and cutting it in little tiny slices, very thin, sauteing it with some green onions maybe, or ramps, which we have a little bit of right now, and then making an omelet out of it. So asparagus can be pretty versatile.